The idea for a cross-cultural course originated with Dr. Kim LaDuff, UWF's Chief Diversity Officer and Vice President for Academic Engagement, when she first came to the university in the fall of 2013.
We wanted to work with Human Resources to offer a program, a certificate program for our employees, for faculty and staff, to learn more about interacting with others, whether it be at the front desk, in the classroom. But really, we talked about topics that might be of interest to our employees.
And so, with no budget, Dr. LaDuff recruited a group of like-minded faculty and asked them to come up with a two-hour course that they would teach twice a semester to university personnel free of charge.
We had some great topics. We started off, I did one called Awareness, Acceptance, Respect, which was just an overview of how we have to self-assess in order to think about how we interact with others. We had someone do a course on disability, one on gender, sex, and sexuality, another course called Rock of Ages, talking about four generations in the workplace. And when we posted these courses, within 15 minutes, all of them were full for the full semester. So we knew we had done something there.
Far exceeding expectations, 75 staffers completed the certificate program in the first two semesters offered. With that success, LaDuff says they started fielding requests for something similar outside the university community.
So the Innovation Institute last year did a program called Mother, Mother Ocean, where they worked with faculty in history and archaeology and some of the other areas to do this MOOC, a mass offered online course. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we were able to take what we're doing with this cross-cultural course and create it as an opportunity for anyone to take the course?
The idea was then pitched to UWF Vice President Pam Northrup, who quickly got on board and partnered LaDuff with her web and curriculum designers at the Innovation Institute.
So the golden rule is treat others as you want to be treated, but I'm going to challenge you to think more about the platinum rule.
That's LaDuff kicking off a preview video on the Innovation Institute website.
So that's kind of the point of this whole course. We're specifically diving into some topics that can be tricky.
And so people create stereotypes and judgments based on what they think they know.
I think staying out of a conversation because you're a little shy or anxious about entering it might not be the right approach.
So as humans, we have this tendency to kind of create boxes and these silos that we like to put ourselves in because it feels safe.
And we have to recognize that we live in a diverse world and an increasingly diverse society in America and even locally.
People often think diversity equates minority or underrepresented group. Diversity is all of us.
Joining LaDuff on the introductory video, course facilitator Christian Garman and faculty instructors Bonnie Cal-Wynn, Greg Tomso, Rachel Hendricks, and Benjamin Stubbs. LaDuff says the team worked hard to come up with something that was comprehensive, interactive, and timely.
If you look at, you know, the nightly news right now, you see that there is lots of cross-cultural conflict, whether it's issues of, you know, politics, immigration, race relations. And the thing is, those are actually teachable moments. People don't realize that. When our cultures collide, very often that's the time that we can learn about ourselves and learn about other people.
But LaDuff says the problem is people don't always have the tools to understand or communicate across difference. Thus, addressing that was their goal in developing the cross-cultural competency course. Completion of the five-part course takes 12 to 15 hours. LaDuff teaches an overview module titled Awareness, Acceptance, and Respect.
In addition, we have a course on religious diversity, one on disability, international populations, and gender, sex, and sexuality.
The course was designed without a module focusing specifically on the issue of race. But LaDuff says the topic found its way into all of the post-module panels called Perspectives.
We recruited some very brave members of our community to actually participate in roundtable discussions. And so in addition to the coursework that you do, there are also videos with some of that discussion. And that was probably the most valuable part, was just hearing people talk about their real-world experiences.
The massively open online course, Cross-Cultural Competency, is off to a great start, with over 350 people, including one from Beijing, already registered. She adds there's plenty of room for others who want to enhance their own understanding of diversity.
My hope is that people will participate in this course in hopes of helping their interaction, whether at work, you know, in their personal lives, but really giving them tools and opportunities to engage with others across difference. And I think if we all work towards that, we all can't help but be better.
For more information about the course or to register, visit uwf.edu/crosscultural. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.